Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
Hello, we are going to be reading an excerpt on the topic of making a covenant from the article by Rabash Houston today, all of you. You can download this article from our website. You can also ask questions throughout the lesson through kab.tv. Again, we will be reading an excerpt on the topic of making a covenant from Rabash's article, Houston today, all of you.
כן, בבקשה.
Please go ahead.
The matter of making a covenant. Baal Sulam said that when two people see that they love each other, they make a covenant between them that their love will always endure. And he asked, if they love each other and understand that this love will never leave them, why this covenant? Why do they make this covenant? Meaning, for what purpose? In other words, what do they gain by this making of a covenant? Is it only a ritual, or is it for some benefit? He said that the matter of making a covenant is that as they now understand that it is in their interest for each to love the other, because of reasons they can now see, that each one feels the other and cares only for his well-being. So they make a covenant. And as now, neither has any complaints against his friend, or else they would not make the covenant, they tell each other, it is worthwhile for us to make a covenant once and for all. In other words, if there is ever a state where one will have complaints against the other, they will both remember the covenant that they made when love was revealed between them. Similarly, now, even though they do not feel the love as they did then, they still evoke the old love and do not look at the state they are currently in. Instead, they go back to doing good things for each other. This is the benefit of the covenant. Thus, even when the love that was between them has lost its fancy, because they made a covenant, they have the strength to reawaken the shining love that they had before. In this way, they usher each other back into the future. It follows that the making of the covenant is for the future. It is like a contract that they sign so that they will not be able to regret it when they see that the ties of love are not as they were, that this love gave them great pleasure while they were doing good to each other. But now that love has been corrupted, they are powerless, and no one can do anything for the other. But if they do wish to do something for their friends, they must consider the making of the covenant that they had before. And out of that, they should rebuild the love. It is like a person who signs a contract with his friend, and the contract connects them so they cannot part from one another.
We are on the path to adhesion between us and the Creator. That is the goal. The complete adhesion, Israel, the Torah, the Creator, are one. And here we need to understand that the Creator is giving us daily exercises. That's why it's written that every single day we must learn. There cannot pass a single day without a lesson. It is a halt in our development, of a person's development.
אז אנחנו צריכים
So we need to make an effort, therefore, to daily discover to the extent that we are being detached, that it's considered that the Creator adds a will to receive to us every day. He changes our will to receive. That's the matter of time. There's an internal motor inside our system, which is called Adam HaRishon. And this motor is constantly, constantly increasing and increasing and increasing the evil inclination, our ego, in each and every one and in all of us together. And there is a process there, a certain process, a certain program, that's how it works, that's how it goes through. And whoever falls off from that, one who isn't present for a certain day with us, he misses out. And then there is a problem, also individually and also with respect to how he affects others. But no matter what, the Creator gives us new conditions every time. He increases the ego. He changes it according to character. And we need to adapt ourselves every day accordingly to additional connection, both in quality and in quantity. And we need to see from day to day how we are changing. That's why a person gets up every day in the morning, and I saw this so clearly with the Rabash. He wakes up like an animal, meaning he has nothing, no emotion, no mind. He gets out of bed, and even though before he went to sleep, he used to read something. He used to read the articles of Shamati or something, but when he woke up in the morning, it was not felt. It was like he was disoriented. And slowly, slowly, he started reading, sometimes singing, thinking. And that is how he brought himself back to a state of adhesion. And that is why we need to understand how to do this. That's why it says that it should be new in your eyes every single day. That even though I wake up and I don't want anything spiritually, because my will to receive has been renewed in me, and it's quite the opposite. It's good that I now have this animal of mine is being revealed. And I don't want anything of the spiritual life. I don't feel like anything other than to keep on sleeping. I need to understand these are the good, correct, real conditions with which I start the new day. And I accept all these conditions that I have in my mind, in my heart, and I start working with them slowly, slowly, until I begin to awaken, the heart begins to awaken, the mind becomes clearer. I listen to the friends that talk, and one helps his friend. And this is mainly by us connecting with others. And then again, I enter the spiritual work and begin to process that addition of my egoistic desire of what I have today in comparison to yesterday. And that is how we advance. So we need to truly feel ourselves that we are reaching this connection between us, this covenant between us, that each one can help the other with that because we are all together advancing. And in the system of Adam HaRishon, this advancement is in that each one changes according to his own style, but all in all, we change greatly and the connection between us becomes much weaker and out of reach, and again we work on it and again we advance. So every single day should be new in your eyes, meaning that you truly need to see how from every single day you have the addition of your egoistic will to receive, and you overcome and you connect more and more of these threads of connection between yourself and the rest of your friends, your 10, and also with the rest of the people. And we see we have thousands of friends every single day throughout the lesson, and we need to see these connections of ours, that we become more and more, we become closer to each other. We want to tie these knots, these connections, that through them the light that reforms will flow, and it will give us a living system that will feel the livelihood of it. And the life we discover in the system is the inner light that will give us the sensation of the spiritual life.
BBUK.
BBUK.
Доброе утро, и доброе утро, учитель. Вопрос. Может десятка не соответствовать внутренним потребностям человека?
Good morning. Can the 10 not be matched to a person's inner requirements and actually bring a person to a state where he cannot cope with what the Creator is revealing to him in his present 10?
The 10 is always fit for a person in any case, because this stems from the end of correction, where we are in a complete form of connection with all of the parts of Adam HaRishon integrally, and the Creator fulfills us completely. That is why our advancement, if we try and make some form of connection between us, the advancement is always correct, even though it doesn't seem that way to us. And it's natural, because we are constantly in corrections against the ego. But in fact, we are always advancing. It's written about that we rise in spirituality, and we don't lower or lessen. PT 19.
Hello, Rav. Morning, I have a question. How can I help the friend, someone else, the 10, the entire group, everyone, to read, to see things as new before the lesson each day?
Before the lesson, there needs to be preparation, that we will begin the lesson already in such a way that we'll all be excited and uplifted. Why? I'll tell you. I am not connecting only to friends. By connecting with the friends, I'm connecting with the Creator that is among us, between us. Even though I do not feel Him, because He's still concealed, because the connection between us is still not tight, not correct, not powerful as it should be, but the Creator is there. And that is why, even though He is concealed with respect to me, He is still there. That is why I calculate that I'm advancing towards revelation of the Creator to give contentment. And that is my work. That I don't think only of the fact that I need to connect to the friends, talk to them, exercise with them, but all of that, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator have to be as one. That it's all aimed towards the Creator. And that is why all of my work in the 10, in the group, every single day, my daily work, even though I don't feel the Creator in the connection between us, I intend for Him that He is there, and I talk to Him.
Can I ask another question, Rav? A question of a friend? How do we build this covenant, maintain the covenant throughout the day when the states keeps changing between us?
The states change, of course they do. They should change, there's no question about that. You don't need to be surprised or about the states changing. If they won't change, then we'll stop along the path. But there is no stop in spirituality. Spirituality is a constant reshimot are constantly being revealed, and we need to realize them all the time. There's no stop. It's like a clock. It cannot stop. And we only need to realize to the extent we realize the reshimot that are revealed.
The question, sorry, Rav, the question is more about if the covenant is for the future. That's what the friend is asking. The covenant should be about the future.
Of course, we should always be aimed towards the future. We need to reach a state that will all be supportive of each other, so that the Creator will constantly be on our aim and in the connection between us. Florida.
What does it mean to see my ego?
To see my ego means that I need to see to the extent that I'm able to correct my connection with others, my support of others, and what I'm doing now with him. That is called seeing my ego. We don't want to see only that part of the ego that weakens us because it's great, because it's monstrous, but we want to see the part that I can correct and to be in this increasing connection with the friends. Chadera.
Is the work should be within reason or above reason?
Again,
the covenant serves us in the work within reason or above reason?
I didn't hear well.
No.
Go on.
The covenant serves us in the work above reason or within reason? Does the covenant serve us within reason or above reason?
A Brit serves us as the foundation of the work. And where is it? It is where I use it, either within reason or above reason. And usually it is above reason.
Bishkek.
Здравствуйте, мировой пли. Вот когда заключается союз?
И что? Hello, worldly. When we make a covenant, what do we do with those who break the covenant?
Whoever keeps the covenant, he advances, and he needs to set this covenant constantly in a more intense way. Whoever violates the covenant, meaning whoever does not maintain his commitment for this ongoing connection, he simply leaves the path. Every single day, our Brit, this covenant, needs to be more powerful, more intense. And I see it in my ten. That my ten is becoming tighter and tighter every day in different forms.
Rav, la domanda è: posso fare il patto con gli amici che non vengono a lezione del mattino?
Rav, can I make a covenant with friends who do not show up to the morning lesson?
Whoever doesn't come to the morning lesson, I don't know how to make a covenant with them. How? A covenant is our place of work. It's especially during the lesson where we enter this tighter and tighter connection between us. And then throughout the day, we try and maintain this. as much as we can. But most importantly is during the lesson. And if part of the group does not come to the lesson, does not participate in this covenant, then when do they? When we connect throughout the day for a few times on the phone, just for these calls? No, that's not good. Let's say we have some kind of problem, a friend was working during the lesson, or he was, God forbid, ill, that he could not get up. Really rare cases. Then, throughout the day, then the 10 needs to connect and to read an article and to talk about the covenant between us. And like that, we somehow realize the day. Although, it's not the same intensity, because in the morning lesson, we're in a group of hundreds and thousands of friends from all around the world, and they too are engaging in this covenant. That's why the morning lesson is necessary. Necessary. Okay, we are now continuing to... What else do we have? Work with faith above reason?
Yes, we have excerpts about